AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. President Obama is lashing out at terrorists who he says have perverted Islam.
We must never accept the premise that they put forward, because it is a lie. Nor should we grant these terrorists the religious legitimacy that they seek. They are not religious leaders, they're terrorists.
Speaking today at a White House summit on countering violent extremism, Obama declared, quote, "We are not at war with Islam." The president also said Muslims in the U.S. and around the world have a responsibility to fight a misconception that terrorist groups like Islamic State speak for them.
Everybody has to speak up very clearly that no matter what the grievance, violence against innocents doesn't defend Islam or Muslims, it damages Islam and Muslims.
Secretary of State John Kerry told the summit, Islamic State militants must be stopped.
These people have no positive vision whatsoever. They represent a nihilism, a criminal anarchy that is unacceptable to any decent human being.
A possible 2016 Republican presidential candidate delivered a foreign policy speech today in Chicago.
Jeb Bush, in a speech to the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, stresses again he is different from his presidential father and brother.
I'm my own man, and my views are shaped by my own thinking and my own experiences.
He also notes that his brother's administration made some mistakes in Iraq, especially in not securing the country after the fall of Saddam Hussein.
Not creating an environment of security after the successful taking out of Hussein.
As for President Obama, Bush calls his foreign policy inconsistent and indecisive, leading to the loss of the trust and the confidence of our friends. I'm Tim McGuire.
This is AP Radio News. UCLA is warning some patients may have become infected with a drug-resistant superbug at one of its facilities, and dozens more might have been exposed.
UCLA says seven patients, including two who died, were exposed to the CRE superbug through contaminated medical instruments at the Ronald Reagan UCLA Medical Center. About 100 others were also exposed during endoscopic procedures performed between October and January, and the hospital is sending them free home testing kits. Some varieties of CRE are resistant to most known antibiotics. A similar outbreak occurred in Illinois in 2013. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Late tonight, UCLA said there are now 179 potential infections. Two-thirds of the nation is expected to fall below zero temperature-wise tonight. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.